Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Tell you what, Bubba is in the house. Well, Trent's in the house.
Yep, we're here.
But Trent is with Bubba. Bubba Outdoor Gear, would that be?
It used to be Bubba Blade. We took the blade out because we do obviously other stuff now. So it's just Bubba now. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the products that are hot that you have that just came out and they're hot.
Sure. So there's a lot. We just dropped a new electric fillet knife, which we're at a bass show, so be careful talking about that. But that's always been a great product for us. Obviously, we got the scales, dropped the new light scale last year, got some new nets. So there's always something new. We're always working on some new stuff. So
What is the most popular scale that you sell? Because you brought you know, the traditional one, you brought the smaller one. Which one do you think is the most popular scale?
So, I think it's for sure the Pro Series. You know, that's what they use. The officials are using on MLF. Any major bass tournament you look, you're going to see that scale. It's like the Cadillac. It can do everything for you. Mixed culling, super simple. So that's a super popular one. We dropped this light last year, and it's a better price point. And you can actually unlock a lot of the same features as this one when you pair it with the app. So that one's starting to catch a lot of fire, too. So those are the two most popular for sure.
So let's talk about keeping fish, weighing fish, but letting them go. And that's kind of the whole thing, right?
Yep. I mean, so obviously the partnership with Major League Fishing has been incredible. And that's kind of been our, you know, what drives us is, you know, how do we protect the fish? And it is it's a big deal. And we're getting a lot of, you know, conversations from conservation agents and like states and anglers, even this, like, this is the future. So it's been great. And that's kind of where the Score Tracker Live that we started kind of teasing this week. It's where it came from. And that's what we're trying to bring, you know, the excitement that you get to watch on the Bass Pro Tour, catch, weigh, release. And there's really nothing like it in the sport. It's so fun to watch. It's so fun to fish. We hear the guys talk about it all the time. And we're trying to bring that to everybody. So that's kind of what the Score Tracker Live stuff is about.
So it's called Live Leaderboard, right?
Yep. So it'll have real-time scoring connected via the scale and our Bubba app. So it's integrated into our Bubba app. MLF Score Tracker system integrated into the Bubba app.
So I see. So, you know, you have more than just this, but tell about some of the other products go along, like the accessories go along with this. You have other things.
Yep. So we have like a culling system. So this one has like a full color screen. So if you're doing like a five fish tournament, you'll see the different colors here. So our culling system, obviously same colors as that. If you're doing a Score Tracker Live tournament, you can still do a five fish tournament. You can choose to catch, weigh, release. You can still even do a live well tournament if you want, bring them to a weigh-in. But yeah, I mean, you can do a length tournament. You know, we make a product now that a bump board where you can do like a length tournament. So a lot of the kayak guys can participate in a tournament like this too. So there's a lot going into Score Tracker Live, and we're trying to think forward, you know, and beyond just the immediate future. So there's a lot now, a lot coming down the road too.
All right, let's talk about when you get to go fishing. So everyone says you have the dream job. You're working there with Bubba, and you got all these scales, and they think you got to go fishing every day. Give them a little insight on what really happens.
I mean, I love working for Bubba. I love working in the fishing industry just in general. And I'm not a tournament angler. I'm more of a, you know, beat the bank kind of guy, farm pond hopping, you know, go fish for fun. I'm not really fishing for tournaments. I'm not that good. I don't get to put a ton of – I don't weigh very many big ones or a ton of them on here like they do in the big leagues. But I just go out. I have fun with it. You know, we make knives and stuff, so – a lot of times I'm going like after some crappie or something and bringing them back and cleaning them. So filling the freezer up is usually what I'm doing when I'm fishing. But I enjoy bass fishing too. So
well, you put in there for filleting. So talk about your fillet knife.
Sure. So we just
dropped. You have two models now, or so did that one replace the other one?
I think it eventually will. So we have four models technically. We have a corded model, our original lithium ion, which is, you know, everybody loves it. Came out with a Pro Series a few years ago, and I had the only fillet knife on the market with a brushless motor. So it's super smooth, super quick. It'll zip right through them, but it's a great product for us. We we never settle at Bubba. We're always trying to think of what we right. what we can do. So there were some reviews about, you know, the handle's a little too bulky.
Right.
Some of the blades were, you know, too aggressive we were seeing. So like a crappie, it would just kind of go, you have to be really careful here, just go straight through the back. Right. So we just dropped this Gen 2, and what that is we slimmed it down. A lot of more ergonomic features. So the trigger system, it's not forced in one spot. Should have brought those with me.
Yeah. But,
so just all around, it's slimmer. You know, it was been a few years since we made the first one. So there's a lot of new technology now. So we were able to get a smaller motor to help with the handle size without sacrificing power. So it's it looks very similar to the Pro Series, just a little bit slimmer. Updated the blades. So there's two new E-Glide blades, and those are kind of pointed towards like panfish. They're a little bit more scallop profile. So they do a little bit better on panfish. So
can they use it on saltwater or not?
Yep. So it'll so there'll be four blades in the kit. So there's two of those E-Glide blades and then two we call stiff blades. So there's like a 9-inch and a 12-inch. So it'll cut up any saltwater stuff too.
Let's go back because you've been there working about 2 years. Is that right?
Yep. I've been with American Outdoor Brands, our company, for like 6 years. I've been with Bubba specifically for about 2 years. So
who have you got to fish with that people would know? Surely you've got to get in the boat with someone.
I really haven't.
Oh, really?
Not as much.
This is your ploy to tell your employees that you need to go out there with some of your pros.
Right. Well, and then, to be honest with you, a couple of years ago, we didn't have a huge pro staff on the bass side. It was kind of a new thing with us with the scale. So
when
I got there, I'm like, man, we need to get some pro staff rolling. So we got a few guys on MLF and a few guys on Bassmaster. So I guess we brought on Justin Hamner on the bass side. So we got to go down to Alabama and fish with him a few years ago. So that was fun. So that's my answer to that.
That's a pretty good person to go fishing with, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah, he's a fun. He's a hoot. He's a goofball too. So he's been fun to work with.
Did you outfish him?
No.
No.
That dude's crazy. He's looking at stuff 80 feet away, just dropping it on their heads. I'm like, yeah, don't do that from the bank. You know, like I said, I'm usually fishing from the bank. So
what's your background? How'd you end up in the fishing industry?
I mean, that's just what I grew up doing. It's my dad would wake us up at 3 a.m. To go fishing. So just like since I was a kid, I'm, you know, sleeping in the back of a truck, he'll wake me up and we're at the lake and go. So it's just always been there for me. Just love the outdoors in general. I like hunting. And then, so American Outdoor Brands opened like our new HQ in like 2019 or so. And it was like 10 minutes from my house. I don't have to get on a highway. Don't have to hit a stoplight. And my brother actually works at the other outdoor spot in Central Missouri, Midway, USA. So I was like, well, I don't want to go follow him. I was like, this place opened up. They had some brands that I resonate with. I'm like, I'm going to go get my foot in the door there. And really started out as like basically like a customer service guy, just knowing where I wanted to go. So
you didn't go to school?
Yep.
Like
I went
to college?
Yep. I went to.
You left that part out?
Yeah, I guess I did leave that part out. I've always been in Central Missouri, so Columbia area. So I went to University of Missouri. I got like a sport management degree with like a business background. It's not even technically like a marketing or fishing background,
but sometimes that files in the fishing world, that leads to other jobs that are inside there. So if you were telling someone to get a job in the fishing industry, you would say start with education.
I think it's still a big part, but I didn't exactly apply my sport management to my to where I ended up. So, but yeah, it's fun. It's I love American Outdoor Brands again. Hunting and fishing, they got so many brands. Outdoor cooking, they're just, you're never bored in that office. There's so much to talk about. So
let's look forward to the future. Are you going to get to fish with some people, you think, coming up?
That is that's definitely on the bucket list. I don't have any like firm dates, but some of our MLF guys like Mark Daniels Jr. and Avina, we just brought on, and they're going to help hugely with the Score Tracker Live stuff.
Right.
They're kind of itching to go have a little, you know, 1v1 or, you know, fish against the house there. So
right.
They're going to be fun. We're trying to talk them into, you know, doing some kind of meetups or we can, you know, fish against them or however we want to do it. But yeah, those guys are going to be huge advocates for it and help us spread the word on Score Tracker Live for sure.
All right. So you have to tell us, you also sell tools, like fishing tools.
Sure.
What would be your favorite one?
So the small shears, man. I mean, you look around and every bass boat too, I mean, you'll see that product in there. And we, you know, we did the angler gifting the other day. And we engraved, you know, custom names, whatever names that each angler wanted. And I'd say like 80% of them would just come up like, man, those are the best shears I've ever used. Like, so that's a super popular one. I don't know if it's our favorite, my favorite, but really well-received product. I like the, we have these 11-inch pliers, which sound crazy kind of, but you can get way down in a fish's mouth, pop the hook out really easy. I know MDJ uses those all the time. He calls them the Extendos. So we're working on the name change for that officially. But
there you
go. That's fun.
All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft bait. So anything you're out there trying to catch, from crappie to bass to stripers, walleye, you name it, they got a lure that can catch them. They also have a bunch of pink lures now. Don't want to bring pink up too much because it's the hot color. No one wants to tell anyone. But they've had a crankbait that's been pink since they started, and they've been catching lots of fish on that sucker. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. Also, B&M Pole. B&M Pole has a complete line of rods for crappie fishing or bass fishing or saltwater fishing, trout fishing, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing for. And you can find them at bnmpoles.com. If they want to find out more about Bubba, where would they go?
Sure. So go to bubba.com. If you want to find out more about the Score Tracker Live stuff, we're kind of soft launching this week. ScoreTrackerLive.com. You can even request early access because it's not fully public yet. So go check that out. It's going to be groundbreaking. So go check ScoreTrackerLive.com out too.
There you go. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.